chiama Colola, Colola, Colo, Colola, mamma Colola, Colola, eme dodo, dime la la mchangani, eme dodo, eme dodo. Dime la la mchangani, Bahuba, Tamasoea, uwe wangu wa milele. Bahuba, Tamasoea, uwe wangu wa milele. Kolo, Kolola, mama Kolola, Kolola. Kolo, Kolola, mama Kolola, Kolola. Eme dodo, eme dodo, dime la la mchangani. Eme dodo, dime la la mchangani. Wahuba, Tamasoea, uwe wangu wa milele. Wahuba, Tamasoea, uwe wangu wa milele. Wahuba, Tamasoea, uwe wangu.
Good morning, welcome to the G Spot, the good spot, the Graham Spot, where all the G's meet. We are back again with another episode, and on today's show we're going to talk about a topic that isn't really discussed about that much, but I think over the last couple of months it has gained so much attention, and I thought since it is a healthy practice and a practice that most people are undertaking so that they can improve their health and generally, you know, maintain a healthy lifestyle, I thought maybe we should actually talk about this today. And so today our topic of conversation is going to be intermittent fasting, fasting in general. We have seen a radical change in terms of lifestyle tendencies that people are adopting over the last couple of months in the world globally. I think I've seen, like, on a global scale, the world in general has noticed that so many people are living such a sedentary lifestyle that is encouraging lifestyle diseases, things like diabetes, cancer, you know, all these kinds of lifestyle diseases that are taking root in the lives of many people across the world. And as a result of that, I think many societies and people have gone back to how we used to live in the olden times, in the old age, you know, the kind of practices that we maintained as human beings, as a greater human society. And one of these very valuable assets in terms of maintaining our health and practice was what we call intermittent fasting, like fasting generally. So, on our topic today, on our conversation today, we are going to talk about intermittent fasting. I thought, yeah, this is what we're going to talk about today. What is intermittent fasting, right? How does it work exactly? What are some of the benefits of this practice, and who is it safer for in terms of application? There are people who may not be, you know, who may not be advised to actually take up this practice. So, what is intermittent fasting? That is the first thing we're going to talk about. So intermittent fasting is actually an eating plan. It basically switches between fasting and eating on a regular basis. So according to research, this kind of fasting has been shown to help in managing things like weight and preventing and also reversing some form of diseases. Actually, I came to realize there's a process called autophagy, right? Autophagy, it's basically the process whereby the body itself takes time to eat. Let me use the word eat in quotes, or to destroy those cells that are sickly, those weak cells, and regenerate new cells. So fasting basically encourages this process of autophagy, cleaning the body itself, self-cleaning of the body, self-cleansing of the body through the process of maintaining healthy eating habits. And one of the ways that you can encourage autophagy is through the process of intermittent fasting. So we've said what basically intermittent fasting is, right? So one thing we should have an understanding is that many diets that we're encouraged to take by maybe our medics is they're basically based on more of what you eat and less about when you eat, right? It's more about what you eat. You eat three meals a day, right? That's what you're told. Eat three meals a day, but you and then you're told like your meals should have proteins, vegetables, and carbs. You know, like a balanced diet. You're basically told what to eat throughout life, but you're never really told when to eat. And so, intermittent fasting is basically set and founded on the principle of when you actually eat. So when it comes to intermittent fasting, you only eat during specific times, right? You fast for a certain number of hours each day, and you eat or you can eat just one meal a couple of days a week, and it basically helps your body to burn a lot of fat. So according to this, I came across this very interesting article by John Hopkins. They say that our bodies have evolved to be able to go without food for many hours or several days or longer. We are basically evolved to do that. The human body is evolved to do that. But, you know, with the kind of lifestyle that most of us maintain, I don't think there's a person who can go a day without eating, like an average person. It's very difficult to do that. So, you see, in the prehistoric times, like in the olden times, before human learned things like farming, we were hunters and gatherers. That was the life before evolution, like during evolution, before we became a more evolved species. We were basically hunters and gatherers, right? So, it would take very long periods of time for us to just be able to hunt and, you know, capture something and be able to eat it. You see? So human beings were evolved to stay for very long times and, you know, without eating. So now in the modern times now with the kind of lifestyle that we've basically adopted, we become more sedentary as people. You see, the age of computers, television, like all these things, internet, they have become so available that people stay awake for long hours watching, you know, their favorite shows, playing games on their PlayStations, etc., chatting with their friends online. So basically, the sedentary lifestyle is what encourages us, you know, we are always sitting and eating, basically. I mean, if you're binging your favorite show, you'll stay up to 2-3 in the night watching that show, and basically the food is always available. And like for your ancestors 50 years ago, during the time when, you know, we didn't have computers, we didn't have TV shows, like people would go to bed early, and then the kinds of portions of food they take were basically smaller. People are not as sedentary as we are right now. That is like the major difference. You see, if you see photos of people 50 years ago compared to photos of people right now, you definitely see a huge difference. And I think one of the things that has encouraged this, as I constantly keep mentioning, is the era of technology. Like the advancements in technology they have encouraged a more sedentary lifestyle. We can easily get food. Unlike our ancestors, we have what we call comfort, because you can stay in the house, get access to everything you want. Like 50 years ago, if I wanted to read a book, for example, like right now I'm reading a book called The Richest Man in Babylon, right? If I wanted to read this book 50 years ago, I had to go to a library. But right now, I can just sit at the comfort of my home, just Google it on there's a global library, I know, called ZXYZ Library or something, or is it Z Library, I think. I can get this book online, I can read it without stepping outside, right? So basically, the fact that we have embraced a more sedentary lifestyle and we eat anyhowly, because we can get food with so much ease. I mean, I don't even have to go outside to go buy food. I don't have to do that. There's an application for that. I just have to order food online and someone is going to bring it to my door. Now, this lifestyle that we're living is very risky in terms of the kind of diseases we attract. So the solution to this is actually embracing intermittent fasting, embracing it. We don't really have an option. That is why so many guys, so many influencers are encouraging you guys to do this. Because it is garnering attention because of the kind of diseases that we as human beings are seeing. So, let's keep dissecting whatever we were dissecting before we had this very long conversation. So we as a society are embracing extra calories in so many ways and less activity. We are not as active as our ancestors. And it means that we are at a higher risk of getting things like obesity, type 2, diabetes, heart diseases, and other lifestyle illnesses. So, to reverse this, society has realized that intermittent fasting, which encourages autophagy, is a big solution. So how does intermittent fasting really work? So there are several different ways to do this, but they are all based on choosing regular time periods to eat and to fast. It's basically alternating between the two. For instance, you might try eating only during an 8-hour period each day and fast for the remaining time of the day. Or you might choose to eat only one meal a day, 2 days a week, like one meal a day, 2 days a week. You decide like on Monday and on Friday, I'm gonna eat only just one meal. Then the rest of the days, I can just continue with my regular eating. It's just choosing a fasting plan that is efficient and applicable to your lifestyle. So one thing you should know that the more hours you spend without food, your body tends to exhaust the sugar levels and it starts burning fat in your body. This is what we call metabolic switching. This is something we've done in high school, I think. You see, the moment you take so much time without eating, it gets to a point whereby the body has exhausted all the sugar levels, like all those things that are supposed to provide it energy. Because sugar is what gives us energy, right? Mitochondria, it basically involves the conversion of things like sugar, breakdown of sugar to give us energy, right? So the moment when sugar levels in the body are exhausted, what the body switches to in order to give you energy is burning of fat. So if you're struggling with things like obesity, definitely this is a go-to activity that you should adopt in your life. So, one thing we should understand is the fact that intermittent fasting contrasts with normal eating patterns of most people who eat throughout their waking hours. Like whenever I'm awake, I'm consuming something. So if someone is eating 3 meals a day plus snacks, and then they are not exercising on top of that, then every time they eat, they are running on those calories, but they are not burning their fat stores. Like, fat stores are there basically to be used up whenever there's nothing in the stomach. I don't know if you guys understand what I'm trying to say. So intermittent fasting basically works on prolonging the period when your body has burned through the calories consumed during your last meal and begins burning fat in your body. That is how intermittent fasting works. So we ask ourselves, what are the intermittent fasting plans that are available? It's a very interesting application I saw online. It's something called, I think if you just Google intermittent fasting, there's an app I've been using. I just lost most of my applications yesterday because of a technical issue with my phone, but there's an app on Play Store. I think it's called intermittent fasting or fasting tracker. I think it's called fasting tracker. It's something that I've been using for a couple of days. I've been trying it out myself, and that's why I wanted to do this conversation today, because I want to encourage just one or two people who might be interested, who are more curious about this and who are willing to try it, because I've seen some of the benefits. It's really nice. It's a nice practice to adopt. So, okay, let's just talk about the intermittent fasting plans, and then I'll tell you why you should look for this app. Like, I have seen why it's so important for you to look for this app. So it's important, first of all, to check with maybe your doctor before you start intermittent fasting. Let's say you're struggling with, I know for a fact that fasting is not very, very advisable for people who have diabetes. It's not. So it's basically, the intermittent fasting plan is basically picking your daily approach in terms of how you want to fast. You see? There are types of fast, there are 16, like, in terms of hours you want to fast. So, like, let me give you an example, right? For instance, there's a type of fasting plan which you call 16 to 8. So, what does 16/8 mean? It means that you're basically eating for 8 hours. Like, in a day, you are 8 hours at the number of hours you should be actively eating. But in a healthy manner, of course. It means you're eating 8 hours a day and you're fasting 16 hours a day. So 16/8 is a type of fasting plan. 16+8 is basically 24. So if I am using 16/8, it means that I'm allowed to eat only within an 8 hour time frame. And then the rest of the 16 hours of the day, I'm going to be actively fasting. So that is an example. And this application called Fasting Tracker gives you so many types of plans. Like, there are so many types of plans. There are those who adopt a 6 to 18 hour plan, which is basically those guys who are eating only 6 hours in a day, and then the rest of the 18 hours they are fasting. There are so many types of fasting plans depending on how you want to advance. You know, you can't just adopt like the 72 hour fasting plan and this is your fast. That would be disastrous for you. You would struggle a lot. So it basically takes you to a point whereby you're advancing slowly. You start with this with like the one of least difficulty, and then as slowly you continue advancing. You know, slowly you continue advancing. So another type of approach that I'm aware of is the one called five-two approach. So this involves eating regularly 5 days a week. So for the other 2 days, you limit yourself to one meal a day. This is the one that I told you like earlier on. In a week, you can just decide you're only gonna eat two. You're gonna eat for the rest of the 5 days, but then of the 7 days in a week, you're going to take 2 days whereby you only eat one meal. But in that meal, it's just basically a meal whereby a very light meal, 600 to 700 calories, 600 to 700, 500 to 600. Like, it's basically a very light meal. So that is another type of fasting plan. So longer periods without food, like 24 hours, 48, 72, they are very dangerous. If, for example, you are first time faster, it would be very dangerous for you to take those levels. Although I think it's important that you also give it a try, because autophagy, basically this process that I told you of the body cleansing itself and taking out those degenerate cells, basically starts after a 24-hour fast. Like, you've taken 24 hours without eating, basically. It's when the body starts cleaning up. So, they might be dangerous, especially for first-time fasters, but it's also encouraged to do them once in a while. So according to research, it's good to understand that it takes between 2 to 4 weeks before the body becomes acclimatized or comfortable with intermittent fasting. At first, you'll feel very hungry and cranky, like your mood things, like your mood is usually so, how do I call it? You become very moody. Like last week, but one, I was taking a fast, a 2 day fast. And my siblings at home were really complaining about how inactive I was. I was so low. I think it's because my sugar levels got to a point whereby they were really low. So I wasn't like, you know, my hyper self. I was very calm, very composed. So it gives you a range of emotions, I think. You don't want to be disturbed during those kind of times. And then you have to keep your activity your activity level quite low. So one thing I also mentioned with regard to your fasting plan is the fact that you need to stick to a plan that is very comfortable with the kind of lifestyle you're maintaining. I mean, you can't take a very, very, very heavy fast, yet you're involved in a lot of manual activity. For example, right? Unafanya mjengo, and then you want to do like a 72-hour fast, I think you will die at work. You might die, actually. So it's important to consider the kind of lifestyle that you're living, and then you adopt a plan that is efficient to your lifestyle. That's why I'm telling you again, use that app. It's called Fasting Tracker. Very good application. You use it, and then it can customize a plan that fits how you're living. I think that's one of the benefits of that application. When you're choosing a fasting plan, it's important to use it because it's going to customize that plan to fit how you live. So, the next thing we're going to talk about is basically what should you eat if you're actively participating in fasting. You've been fasting for some time. What are you supposed to eat? So, during times that you are not eating, water and zero calorie beverages such as black coffee and tea are allowed, especially black coffee. I like coffee a lot. If you're fasting, just find yourself a cup of coffee every time. It makes the hunger, you know, just chill down a bit. So another thing that I have to mention is that during your eating period, let's say you're adopting a 16-8 intermittent fast plan, during your 8 hours of eating, it's not advisable to like go crazy in terms of what you're gonna eat. You know, you're like, I have not eaten the whole day, so I'm gonna eat like crazy to replace everything. Like, I'm going to make sure that those 16 hours are gonna count. I mean, these 8 hours are going to count. So you're not likely to feel the benefits or get healthier or lose weight if you pack your feeding times with high calorie junk food or supersized fried items and treats. It's not gonna work to benefit you if you're going to go crazy after you break your fast and then you want to eat like nobody's business. No, that's not gonna be of benefit to you. No. So after you've taken your fast, then eat like someone who is aware of what they want for themselves. So enjoy a wide variety of foods, but at the same time make sure they are healthy foods, nutritious foods. Don't go crazy. If you're fasting, I've said again, I'd advise that enjoy your black coffee, enjoy your tea, enjoy your water. Those three things are allowed if you're doing an intermittent fast. Those three things, you can actively involve yourself in those three things. So the next thing I want is to look at like what are the benefits of taking up this very beautiful and magnificent task or activity. So some of the benefits. So according to research, it shows that fasting periods do more than just burn fat. Like intermittent fasting is just no, it's more than just burning fat. We talked about what we call metabolic switching, right? So metabolic switching is basically the body turning up to fat to provide energy. So according to a research published by the New England Journal of Medicine, it revealed that there's a wide range of health benefits associated with this practice, which include a longer life, a leaner body, and a sharper mind. So many things happen during intermittent fasting that can protect organs against diseases like type 2, diabetes, heart diseases, and age-related neurodegenerative disorders, even inflammatory bowel diseases and many cancers. One thing I know is the fact that intermittent fasting really works against what we call gut inflammation. If you're struggling with gut inflammation, intermittent fasting is the thing for you. So some of the benefits of intermittent fasting that have been researched and found to be very relevant to us is, number one, thinking and memory. One of the benefits is how it affects our thinking and memories. So studies have discovered that intermittent fasting boosts working memory in animals and verbal memory in adult humans. Verbal memory and working memory in animals. So basically, if you want clarity of mind, you see, the thing is, even for Christians, whenever you want to have a very clear relationship, you want to hear the voice of God, my friend, you need to take a time and you need to take time and fast. And I think there's a very interesting preacher who told me once that, you know, if the man standing in front of you, you can see that his gut is quite how do I put it? Pot belly is quite visible. This is a man who's not fasting properly. So you should ask yourself how this person is getting clarity of mind with God. You know, this is the G-spot, and one of the foundations of our podcast is basically God. And this is one thing I'll just say. Thinking and memory. Clarity of mind comes through fasting. You have a preacher in church who you can clearly see that he's not fasting. And you have to ask yourself, how is this guy getting a clear message from God? While you see, the kind of lifestyle he's embracing is quite questionable. Those are some of the things that help you maneuver through life. Number two, heart health. Intermittent fasting is going to improve your blood pressure and resting heart rates, as well as other heart-related measures, heart-related measurements. So, basically, when it comes to improving the conditioning of your heart, it's important to take up intermittent fasting. Number three is improved physical performance. So, young men who fasted for 16 hours showed fat loss while maintaining muscle mass. So don't worry about your muscle mass if you are taking up fasting. For me, I've done fasting for some time, and I can tell you for sure is the fact that you don't lose muscle mass if you are fasting for 16 hours a day. No, you're going to maintain a really good overall muscle mass, and at the same time you tend to become leaner in terms of fat loss. If you want to get that super lean measurement in terms of your body fat index, right? Do we call it body fat index? Like you want to be very lean at the same time maintain muscle mass, please take time and fast. Another thing is the fact that it combats diabetes and obesity. So, in animal studies, intermittent fasting prevented obesity. And in 6 brief studies, obese adult humans lost weight through intermittent fasting. So, if you have an aim of actually combating fat loss and diabetes, for example, it's important to take up this practice, especially fat loss, if you're struggling with weight. Must it take time and fast? You will never regret that choice. Last benefit is improved tissue health. So in animals, intermittent fasting reduces tissue damage in surgery and improved results. So if you want to take care of your tissue health, it's very, very important that you take time and fast, practice intermittent fasting. So when is intermittent fasting dangerous? You know, it's dangerous to people, to a very small section of people in our society, children and teens under the age of 18. So whenever I do fasting at home, one of the things that my brother always tells me, my brother is a teenager, he's an adolescent, he tells me that I just can't imagine doing this, and I do understand why he can't do that. It's not advisable for teenagers to actually take up this practice. It's very dangerous for them because they are at a point in life where their bodies are growing rapidly. They need so much food to accommodate and to give energy to those to rapidly dividing cells to form, you know, increased organ size. So it's not advisable for children and teens under the age of 18. Not advisable at all. It's not advisable for women who are pregnant or breastfeeding. If your lady is pregnant or breastfeeding, please do not encourage them to join you on your fast. It's also not advisable for people with diabetes or blood sugar problems. Let's say someone has hypoglycemia, and then you're encouraging them to fast, then their sugar levels fall below the normal level they can sustain, and then gets to a point it can be disastrous. So this type of people, I advise intermittent fasting isn't healthy. So, and also those who have a history of eating disorders, it can be quite dangerous. But if you want a lifestyle change that is going to be very, very eye-opening to you, something that is going to change you as a person, I would advise you guys to take up intermittent fasting for its amazing benefits. So I am not a doctor, that is the first thing, and I advise you that before you take up any fast, it is important to consult with your doctor and to confirm whether you are healthy enough, whether it's appropriate for you to take up your fast. But for sure, the benefits are astounding. So guys, if you feel like you are healthy enough, you might want to join me on my 16/8 hour fast day. So I'll be fasting 16 hours a day, 8 hours a day are my eating hours. Nonetheless, I hope you enjoyed the episode today. It's quite important that you learn these kind of things. These are the kind of things they'll never teach you in any school, but this school of life teaches you, and the good spot, the G spot, you get to learn these things. So that's it for today. Take time, give yourself a chance to engage actively in your fasting. Whatever fasting plan that you choose a fasting plan that is relevant to you. Take it up, try it, and you can give me your feedback. You can tell me how you feel about it. Is it beneficial to you? How beneficial is it to you? Has it given you clarity of mind? Has it reduced your body fat index? You know, all those things. Nonetheless, I had an amazing time. And till we meet again, I'm just looking forward to hearing from you in terms of how you feel about intermittent fasting. So that's it for today. Be blessed. Have an amazing week ahead. And always, you know, take time, pray, and hit the gym once in a while, people. It's important you do. So till we meet again, bye-bye.